Amitofo to everybody.
Amitabha,
Actually, I just want to say something about my meditation.
very good, Sadhu.
Lately, my meditation has kind of like changed a bit.
Very
So,
good.
the thing I notice about is when I meditate, like what you said, very fast it goes into stillness, like very quiet, right? There's no much sankhara thinking anymore.
Very fast. By now,
Yeah, but
you will go in very fast.
yes, it's a lot faster than the last time when I
Much faster.
yes. So the
But
thing
you
is,
have
now it's like
already developed the understanding. Very good.
yes. So now it detects the heart all the time, you know.
All the time, non-stop.
Yes. Yeah, non-stop. So just now when Brother Teo was teaching, right? So the heart, it likes so mesmerized by the teaching, it beat very, very hard, you know, it beat very,
Sadhu.
very yes,
Correct. Yeah.
it beat very hard, you know, it's like it
I
understand
know.
what you say. Wow,
Yeah,
it automatically do by itself, like just it beat very hard, you
Sadhu.
know. Yes.
Then always remember, relax.
Yes,
Remember to
yes, yes,
relax
yes.
and
Relax into it.
then the
Yeah.
joy, everything will follow.
Yes. So then after that, when it's quiet, sometimes I can see my thought trying to come out, you know.
Because they are
Yeah.
very near.
Yes.
The mundane mind, the thinking mind is very near the awareness nature. The two are very near.
So
And
sometimes it flip in and out, you know.
It will
Yeah, but
move in and out.
yes, but it
But
doesn't do
you
anything, just
understand.
come in and out, come in and out, you know,
Yes,
but it doesn't
that
do
is what
anything,
is
just
happening.
yes.
And
So
later
it's
on, most of the time, you are just aware from inside.
correct, correct,
Then
yes.
whatever movement from inside out is the mundane mind. Then
Yeah.
you can see that movement, that activity. It becomes
Yeah.
very different, very slow, like
Yes.
slow down for you to see. Then now,
Yes, yes.
with the clarity and the understanding, it can see all the movement very clearly.
Yes,
Very
the
clear.
movement I can see very clearly. It
Yeah.
click in and out, you
Yes,
know. Yeah.
sadhu.
Yeah,
Very
so I
good.
do. So that is the change that I see in my meditation, you know.
Correct. And you will
Yeah.
see more and more of that as you stabilize that nature. Then when
Yeah.
you come out into the daily life, it becomes very different again. Then you
Yes.
can decide what you want to do. Means you are like the user of that mundane mind. You want it to be silent, it will just be silent and maintain awareness. Then most of the time you are with a specific phenomenal awareness. Then once
Correct.
in a while, when you want to arise thought, the thought will come out. Never mind, let it come out. Then when you want to reflect, contemplate, then you want to be with the moment and understand the amazing nature of the awareness or what, you will be able to do it and you will have that understanding. That's why it becomes so beautiful, so amazing. Then that nature, you can just stay there and that thought doesn't move. Then all of the phenomena that arise within the phenomenal world of consciousness, you can see them. They are like slow motion for you to see. Then you can decide whether it move or it doesn't move. That's why that mind become very different. Then you continue to live from the heart, from the awareness. Then you become transformed. Then that whole form and mind will become different. It will understand what the mundane mind is. And the wisdom and the understanding is the one that use it. And yet you are not deluded by it, not deceived by the external phenomenal world of consciousness and form. All those things cannot do anything to you already. So you just use it to live. Then every moment of life is so beautiful, so pristine. That is like everything you see now is different. It's so new to you. It's not like last time, all the memory keep on coming out. Oh, then you perceive the words, the concept, that idea, that thing. But now, no. Now you see truth, you see reality. you see all those things before the words and the perception. Then later only the perception come in. Then you can experiment with a lot of things that your this nature starts to develop the transformation and understanding. Then your life become like very different. Now everything you see with that pure perception before the words and the idea or the concept come out. It's just that pure awareness, so beautiful. Then everything is like new, everything is like very pristine to you. Then you start to develop the joy, the understanding. Then you will not be deceived by the idea or the concept or the words. That's why when people see something, they always use their memory and come out with the word and the concept first. Then they fail to see, because that thing will create thinking, memory. Then they don't see. But when you really see things as they are, you are with the pure perception without word most of the time. Then when you need to understand, you need to describe it, then only the word surface. It becomes very different. It's the other way around now. It's just like the best example is the microphone. Last time when people pass me the microphone, I take for granted. The microphone is the microphone. What is there to see? Then you actually look at the image. The word is you look at the image. You don't look at that thing which you call microphone. So that image become the thoughts, like the kids play thing. Understand? So when you look at that image which you define as microphone, then you are not looking at the whole microphone without words. But when you are looking at the whole microphone, you see things as they are, the whole thing without words. And that one give you clarity. Everything is like very pristine. It's like a lot of things you never see before. Well, last time you look at the image, you never look at the thing. Then when you look at your loved one, also same. You look at your house, also same. It's like you never really look at it before. So everything become very pristine, like without the words, without the concept, without the image. You see things as they are. Then you start to have this ability to see more and more things as they are, as they are. Then less and less sankara, less and less thinking. That's how you transform. That's how the mind become very different. Then there is so much joy. Then the thing you understand, people cannot understand, because people is not in that state of mind. They are not with the awareness nature. That's why they cannot see things like that. The direct seeing is never happening, or they never have the ability to see things as they are, the direct pure perception before the word, before the concept. But those who try to use knowledge and see like that also get entangled, because you cannot do it one. Before the awareness stabilized, you cannot see it one. Then you try to see without the word. That one is the thought trying. You cannot do it. It makes you worse. You become not natural. Then all those so-called imitation will not succeed. Because that is not the pure mind, not the silent mind, not the awareness itself. When the awareness see, it's automatic. The thing just happen. You don't have to like try not to arise the thought, try not to arise the one. No need one. It's just like that. Aware. Finish. Then when it need to arise, it arise. It need to know, it know. It will still perceive, but it will not continue. Then you realize the mind become very different, very quiet. And most of the time it's away, away. Then all those heedless mind state, thinking, anxiety, worry, fear, insecurity, all they are like wiped off from your mind state. Your mind don't have those things anymore. Well, you can understand after you straighten your view, everything is just the way it is, the way it is, the way it is. Then you can accept the reality that everything you see becomes so pristine, so different. That's how your life become completely transformed, your understanding completely transformed. Then you can really come into deal with the Dhamma. Then all the Dhamma becomes so beautiful, so meaningful. The words all stand out because you have realized it through that silent mind, through that pure awareness within that nature that has transformed you. Okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Brother Yogi. That's so true, you know, that everything you say, it kind of like so meaningful to me, you know.
Yeah.
It really touched into my heart, you know.
Yeah, very deep, your nature, yeah.
Yes. So it's very, very different from the usual, the last time, you know, my past experience.
Because all your previous experience, they are thought-based, very active, the thinking. The images, the words, the concept, the idea, the sankhara activity is entangled with all those things. That's what the Buddha meant by heedless. When you are not aware, you are heedless. Then a lot of this wrong thought, condition, the negativity of mind state, those all those emotion, negative feeling, negative emotion, the evil roots, the five mental hindrance, they arise because of sakayadity, self-delusion. You lack mindfulness, you lack heedfulness, you lack the spiritual faculty, especially sati, awareness. When your mind is not aware, it cannot see, it cannot understand, it cannot transform. So it creates thought, sankhara. That's why it will analyze, it will reason, it will create more and more views and opinion and entanglement. That's how the division keep on happening in the world. Then when you transform, you start to see all this. Then you start to understand all this. Then you start to reverse the way you do things. You start to straighten your view. You know all this are due to your wrong thought, wrong view, conditioning. That's why it become like that. And it make living being so miserable. It entangle living being. Then you start to understand the four noble truths. No wonder the Buddha say the first noble truth, reality of life and existence, the eight condition. Without this Dhamma understanding, it will lead to suffering. You will attach, you will cling, you will corrupt, you will hold, because to you, they are also real. Birth, old age, sickness and death is like so real to you. Because you think this form of mind is you. And you believe this form of mind is you. You will believe your loved one exists. Living being exists. That's why it can cause you emotion and all those things. It can cause you attachment, craving, clinging, grasping. Or the opposite of it is aversion, anger, hatred. So your like and dislike come from this self-delusion, sakayadity, not understanding the five aggregate of form and mind, that this one is dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon, therefore is impermanent, not real. They come and they go. And they follow nature's law. You can see them, the panchaniyama. So if you want things your way, which is not nature's way, you suffer, you become afflicted. So you start to see all this very clearly. Then because it's not a permanent unchanging entity. So how can you call this is me, this is I, therefore all this are mine. There is no such thing as a self, a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, cling on it. But this itself is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon, dependent on condition it arises. Dependent on condition, it exists. Then when condition cease to be, it cease to be. So, no reality. Everything is mind-made. Condition arising, causal phenomena, phenomenal world of consciousness, come and go, come and go. So when you start to understand the universal characteristic, then you understand the five aggregate of form and mind also the same. Then the four noble truths become clear to you. Then all the eight conditions that the Buddha described, you realize without wisdom, without understanding the Dhamma, you will attach, you will cling, you will suffer. That's why the second noble truth is the cause of arising of suffering, which is your craving, born of self-delusion, sakkayadity. And what is craving? Craving is things that you like and dislike, you crave for. Whether positive or negative craving is the same. So you start to see from craving comes grasping, clinging, attachment, possessiveness, lust. Then the opposite of it, negative craving, is when you don't like it, you push it away. So that one will lead to anger, hatred, envy, jealousy, unhappiness. Then you realize when you don't understand, you develop fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow. Then all these are the result of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then you understand how the Dhamma arise. Why the Buddha said the three evil roots are the root of all evil. Well, you can see them in your mindfulness, in your awareness. And all this become very clear. And the five aggregates of form and mind exhibit all this very clearly. Then the third noble truth also will become very clear to you. Because suffering need not be enlightenment in the here and the now. Cessation of form and mind, Nibbana, can be realized. Because the end of all suffering is the realization of the unconditioned Nibbana. So if you just relax, silent, and maintain awareness, then develop the wisdom, then finally the mundane mind will cease. Then the mundane mind that realizes itself and cease will lead to the realization of the unconditioned Nibbana, means the enlightenment state in the here and the now. Initially, it's just a glimpse. One moment of consciousness, good enough. It will lead to change of lineage. Then later on, the cessation will last for longer period. Then the form and mind that goes through that cessation will understand. Then if it's not time to parinibbana or die, then it will still come back. Because your life force, the five aggregate of form and mind, there are still conditions for it to arise. So you get to leave that phase, the third phase of Dhamma, the fruit of your hard work, means the life of an enlightened being, a noble one. So all this become beautiful, become possible. Hopefully this will benefit others. And you will also bring forth the faith and honesty. Then for Po Cheng, she will continue to go through and experience a lot more of this thing. So what I have described is like the final product. So she will go through. There are many, many things she will experience. Then she will come to understand all this on her own. Okay?
Yes, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, Brother Teo, for your guidance.
Yeah, very good. Amitabha. Yeah, thank you for your good sharing.